This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City's Bookmark Press has a new collection of poetry about the Middle East by Native American writers. It's called The World is One Place. Angela Elam of New Letters on the Air recently spoke with Bookmark's Ben Furnish and co-editor Diane Glancy about what inspired the work, starting with Glancy's trip to Syria and Jordan 20 years ago.
There were similarities to Native history. I'm reading from the foreword. The takeover of one by another, the loss of a place and a way of life. And even back in 1994, as I talked to students visiting universities, I felt that longing for freedom. I felt that longing for ownership of homeland. There was just a lot that we had in common.
Ben, you have a great introduction where the spark for this anthology started. Do you want to tell us that story?
There's a lot of interest in the Middle East in Native American writers. And there were a large number of Native poets who had visited the Middle East, and not simply as tourists, but really seriously visited there as artists, where they spent significant time with people sharing their work. And so we were ticking off the names of people, and the list kept getting longer. And I kept thinking, as an inveterate editor, there must be a book here, that interaction between Native writers and the Middle East. It's significant. It needs to be honored, it needs to be recognized, and it needs to be celebrated, not only for its own intrinsic value, but because of what it could offer, perhaps as a bridge for both the wider American culture and the world of the Middle East.
You know, the thought that something can be accomplished with words. I love this, that people with literary backgrounds were invited over. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I visited mainly universities and writers groups. And you walk in and the students are looking at you. And here you are, the stranger. I got asked such interesting questions. What about the violence in America? Everybody is rich there. And so I read my ordinary poems, ordinary language, out of what my life was like. And there would be a melting. There would be sort of a camaraderie. There was a nice response to it. I remember very fondly many of the students, they would come up to the desk afterwards and we would speak. Many of them did speak English. And the attaché was there with me and they would ask, wasn't I afraid to speak honestly of America with him sitting there? Wouldn't I be in trouble? You know, because they were so used to being dominated by the government and no freedom to speak. And how could I do that with him? Because he could tell the government what I was saying. You know, I was free to criticize mildly, you know, America and the treatment of the Native American. And I did have that freedom, which they did not. But you saw that longing even then. And when the uprising in 2011, I wasn't surprised at all because I had seen the seeds of it then. They were wanting that. They just did not know what it would cost them.
Well, Necessary Departures is at the end of the first section, Place. And so, Diane, why don't you read that for us?
You know, this poem was written while O.J. Simpson trial was going on, and back in the hotel, I would see little glimpses of the white car down the highway. So the verdict, that was the...
Oh, that's the verdict that it's referring to.
Necessary departures. You clunk your boot in the updust of religion. There is no lightness here. The forces rally in their own divided land. It's hard to straddle the old argument. Cain with the crops of his field, Abel with the lamb, as he must have been instructed. What floats inland as the only boat, militant, avenging? You see them in the shadows. You hear them on the screen, grounding a different ground than yours to stand on. Your indivisibility divided into units, not the justice you knew when you heard the verdict, as we move toward the holy wars at the headwaters of the world.
That was Necessary Departures by Diane Glancy, part of the new anthology called The World is One Place, Native American Poets Visit the Middle East.
Ben, when did you come up with that title?
One of my teachers once told me years ago, she said something I don't want you to forget. Even if you forget all the lessons I'm teaching you, don't forget we all live in the same world. And don't start thinking that you live in a different world from other people. You'll get in trouble.